What about the, what about Joe Schaefer? What happened to him?
Right, exactly. They're going to MRI it. Might be damaged further, I don't know. That would be a tough one, man. That kid just struggled with injuries his whole career, so I hope he's all right. We probably won't have him this week, though.
Hard work. We started last year with moving the Schaefer's position.
Yeah.
He played pretty well, sir.
Yeah, he ran around. That's a good thing. Magnone's in there, too. So, I got a couple young guys, Tipton and Gary Smith. So we got enough guys there, you know.
What's the story with Ring? He hasn't...
been suspended. He's broken the team rule. So he's just not suiting. Indefinite suspension.
Could see him back this year? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Got to do some things that we're asking him to do.
Corner and Lawrence?
Both those guys have, Vincent's struggling academically, so we're putting him on the shelf till he can get those affairs in order. And Nick's also broken a team rule, and, you know, I don't know if he'll be back. Really. We're just going to play that by ear and see how it goes.
Where is, I know Western Kentucky's in Bowling Green, Kentucky, mm-hmm. but where are they between playing Florida and playing West Virginia Tech or wherever?
Well, on the scale, what I told the kids last night is they beat Middle Tennessee, who won the Sun Belt and played the Marsh Eagle last year. So that gives you a little bit of perspective of you know, what they're capable of now. You know, they're a pretty fast team. They've got some good athletes. Size-wise, it's, you know, I think we have an advantage there. But speed and quickness, I mean, I think they match up pretty good. They've got some talent. Their quarterback's a pretty nifty guy. They run a lot of offense that we've run through the years that we ran with Josh and with AT last year. Defensively, they move a lot and stunt pressure, so you know, it's like every week we got to block and tackle. I say that sound like a broken record, but it's true. We got to block them. We got to tackle them.
With your blocking, after looking at Saturday's DVD, the pressure that Temple was getting was, Tyler mentioned that sometimes they'd rush 3 and drop 8, and then rush 7 and drop 4. Were they disguising it that well?
Temple did a nice job mixing things up. I thought they had a good plan. You know, we still threw for 350 yards, so I mean, we're gonna get our yards, and you know what, you gotta work for them a little bit. We had to work for them a little bit Saturday, and we had some drops. I think we had 5 drops. Yeah, they did a good job mixing up their coverages and the rush scheme, you know, just to keep Tyler off balance. And, you know, as we progress through the season, he's gonna have to be able to handle that. You know, he's still a young quarterback, and, you know, every week is a new adventure with him.
Having said that, the more he sees things, the better. I mean, he's smart enough that he can continue to pick things up.
Yeah, and what I like about him is his ability. He's real, like the touchdown he threw to Parks, there was a guy right in his face. And he just hung in there. You know, they blitzed everybody. Went no deep. And the guy that was covering Winovich, as soon as he saw Pete walk, he rushed right in the A-gap and was right in Tyler's face. And Tyler just stood in there and let Marcus just get a second to beat that guy and threw a strike. And that really impressed me. He's poised. He's not going to run out of there. And when he does run out of there, he makes some throws. He makes some plays. He's done that consistently now. He can scramble and throw and complete balls. And that, I think that's something that, from a defensive perspective, that's hard to cover. I mean, their kid ran around and made some throws on us. He scram a quarterback and complete passes, I think that's hard to defend.
Tyler was able to hit Freddie a couple times on the sideline throws. I mean, either he was going to catch it, they weren't going to. The only way they'd stop it if Freddie dropped it or they interfered with him. I mean, a couple of those throws were those kind of throws. That's what you like to see, too, though. I mean, he's not putting it in danger too much.
He's accurate for the most part. But, you know, the second interception was a poor throw. And it wasn't a great call on our part. You know, it was third and one. You know, we're throwing the ball downfield, but the play was designed to hit the guy in the flat. You know, and I think when he saw that, it wasn't open, but it came open late, but he'd already let the ball go. So
there was, as far as the game action last year with four occurrences, there really wasn't anything that would indicate what he's done the first 3 games of this season. But did you see things in practice that the rest of us didn't see? I mean, did you expect this type of thing, or are you surprised at it?
Well, the only thing I'm surprised with Dave is that he's picked it up this quickly, you know, as a true sophomore. You know, Omar had the benefit of being in the system for a couple of years. You know, it took Josh a little longer, so Tyler's a great student of the game, and I think that we know our system pretty well now as a staff, at least myself, Coach McCall, Coach Campbell, Coach Robinger. We've been together long enough now that, you know, we know our problems. So that helps Tyler as well. But he's done a great job. Good student of the game. Always up there. He's, you know, like a gym rat up there watching film all the time. And, but I knew out of high school that he had the arm to do what we wanted to do. For sure.
Doug Phillips, he's from, he went to UT and coached some area high schools before.
Yeah, he coached at Salem for about 9 years. He's been a coach here.
And then he's down with Trestle down at Ohio State. You plucked him out of there.
Yeah.
What do you like about him that, you know, he replaces Ward as the defensive line coach?
Well, he's an excellent football coach. He's a good motivator of kids. He's a good technician. He understands the game. He brings a lot to the table for us. You know, recruiting in Northeast Ohio and Pennsylvania, Western PA that way. You know, he's a guy that I've wanted to have on my staff for a couple of years and just hadn't worked out. So when it came around this time, I was able to hire him.
How does a guy that's probably 5'5", 5'6", become a defensive line coach?
You'll have to ask him that. I don't know. Ask his players that. I'll have a good one for you. They make fun of him all the time.
To his face or behind his back?
Well, kind of both. He just puts him in the chutes. He said that puts him down at eye level with him.
Winovich is a guy that just moved all around the field, and he made a couple catches on Saturday, and he can block out of the backfield.
Right.
It seems like a guy that, you know, maybe it won't show up on the stats, but he can contribute special teams blocking, you know.
Yeah. He's really accepted his role and really embraced it well, I think. You know, he doesn't get a lot of touches, and he's kind of a, you know, he's a sixth, you know, offensive lineman for us in protection. He does a great job. And, you know, the offense is designed to, you know, we can use him in screens and use him in protection or let him carry the ball every now and then. You know, he gets so fired up and we can get that going. But, yeah, he's doing a nice job. He's a kid that's been around now and is a good leader. You know, didn't redshirt, would have benefited from a redshirt. You know, he's a fourth-year senior, so.
You brought him in as a quarterback or kind of a...
He played quarterback and linebacker in high school. So we brought him in initially to play... We made a linebacker out of him. I can't remember which was first. He was either a tight end, and then we moved him to linebacker.
I think that's Right. And then we moved him back to running back, pseudo fullback type deal. So he's made some sacrifices, you know, trying to find a home, you know, in our schemes, and he's found it now. Like I said, if we had a redshirt for him, we would really benefit. It would have given us more time to evaluate, you know, what his best position would be.
I think even on the initial recruit list, he might have been listed as an athlete rather than a...
Well, he was a two-way guy here. Yeah.
One quarter of the season. Take Tyler's numbers and multiply everything by four. Theoretically, he's going to set school records for attempts, completions, and yards.
That's a long way to go for that.
I know. The question, though, is, are you guys to some degree more of a passing offense now than maybe you were even with Omar and Johnson?
Probably not more than with Omar, but definitely more than with Josh Harris. You know, the things that we did with Josh, I mean, I thought Josh was, so what we did in 02 and 03 with him, you know, he was pretty good. I mean, you know, he could rush for 50 or 60 a game and then throw for 300. We haven't had a guy like that since then. You know, Omar would throw for 350, but, you know, he wasn't going to rush for those kind of yards. So, and I don't think Tyler's that kind of guy either, although Tyler can, he's demonstrated some scrambling ability now that I wasn't, I hadn't seen him under, you know, duress, like, you know, until this year. You know, manufacture that in practice, you blow the whistle, you know. So, you know, he can run the ball. I mean, you know, he'll surprise you that way. But I mean, Omar, I mean, 41-4. And I don't know when you're going to see that again.
You mentioned that Temple, DeMichelle, being an elusive quarterback, could give you guys some troubles. What does Western Kentucky have? I haven't.
Well, they got the same deal. They are playing with two guys. The kid that played the last half of their last game against Middle Tennessee, pretty good runaround guy. You know, so we're going to have to do a good job of, you know, just not letting him out. And we did a good job against DeMichael of not letting him out. We just missed him. You know, there were times when he stepped up and made a move. And, you know, he was good in there. You know, pretty nifty. You know, Briggs did a good job running him down a couple times. And, you know, it's, you know, he's a good player. You know, made some plays. But their guys are like that.
Does Freddie look more like a receiver now than maybe he did even, you know, a month or two ago?
Yeah, I think he's coming on. You know, his ankle still bothers him. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but sometimes when he gets tired, he fatigues, his ankle bothers him. So, you know, we just got to keep, you know, he's still got to get stronger and learn all the little things to play in the position. And he's mature. Every week he gets better out there.
Speaking of ankles and receivers, Corey left the field a couple times, quickly.
He got it nicked a little bit. He didn't hurt it any more than he did, and he's just going to have to fight through it until it gets better. So we're going to be sparring him this week in practice, and, just like we were last week. And I was impressed the way the kid showed up Saturday. He was a little rusty, had a drop or two, but you know, once he got back in the flow, I think with a receiver, you know, once he knows that he can go and cut and take a hit or jump, that's what he needed to find out. You know, he did a good job.
And do you have to scale him back at all on the routes that he runs?
No. No, he can do pretty much everything.
It's
not
scale, but
one of
the Omar and Josh were the finished products.
Where is he as far as comparing to those guys? Or?
Yeah, I mean, where is he now, and where what number do you think he'd get to?
boy, that's on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the best. Well, he can be a 10. I think. I mean, he's got all the tools. He's got the thing that I've said all along that I've wanted in all my quarterbacks, and that Tyler knows this, is accuracy. And I think he's about 64-65% right now. And, you know, we stress being, you know, above 66. You know, that's something I challenged with Josh after his junior year. He was about 60%. And I said, you know, you've got to be 65 as a senior. And he did. He was 66. And then Omar was like 66 or 68, somewhere in there. That's my expectation. So if you're gonna throw the ball 50 times a game, if you're not completing at least 65% of those, I don't think you're gonna be effective. I mean, so what is he, 30 or 50 or whatever that number is? He's a little over, you know,
649.
Yeah. So, you know, he's right on.
So if you're gonna throw 50 times a game, you don't complete what?
Well, you better be, well, more than 30, you know, 30 out of 50 is 60%, so, you know, 32 or 33, somewhere in there, I think you got to be doing that. Unless you're Mike Leach, you know, he's my hero. I'm going to be, you know, 47 to 67 for 687 yards, and they lost. It's unbelievable.
The other thing, though, you said about your quarterbacks is that they have to win the championship, though, too. I mean, they're going to measure players.
Exactly. Yeah, you talk about all these numbers, you're right. I mean, you know, Josh got that done, at least the Mac West and the Motor City Bowl. You know, Omar came close, but, you know, we haven't won the Mac. So that'll be, you know, all these guys will be measured on, I think, on that.
If we can do personal write-off, we'd love questions.
You want us to ask like that guy did last week, like a substitution pattern, or are we good?
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy? You want to talk about Notre Dame and Michigan?